Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
It is Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Greenbrier 40-25. Hannah Pfeiffer will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Emma Martin. We're back underway for these last 8 minutes. Martin has it between the circles. Throws over to Walker on the left wing. She's going to take the screen from Tabor. Dribbles toward the elbow. Now kicks out to Collins. Now Tabor has up at the top over to Pfeiffer on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Collins, and she's going to throw it out to Tabor on the elbow. Throws it back to Pfeiffer. She's going to try another three. This one won't go either, and the rebound is knocked to Simmons, and she's going to, they're about to call a foul, but they're actually going to call a jump ball, and Greenbrier will have the possession arrow as we are 30 seconds into this final period. Again, 40-25, Lady Bombers leading it. Simmons will walk the ball into the front court. Half court man-to-man for the Lady Bombers. It looks like they're changed to a zone now. Now here is Harmon with it, throwing it back to Simmons. Finds Harmon near the free throw line. Over on the right side to Mahan. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Ball still loose, and it looks like Gilpin has it, and she's going to be fouled by Collins. The Greenbrier will keep possession. Madeline Collins with her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. She's going to check back out of the game, replaced by Anna Grace Foreman. And for Greenbrier, Hannah Donham's going to check back in as she will replace Haley Moss. 7:07 left to play in the game. Donham takes the inbound pass, throws it over to Harmon on the right elbow. Now gives up top to Simmons, over on the right side to Mahan. Mahan's going to drill toward the lane, go up for the running jumper, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Martin. She's going to bring it into the front court and be fouled as she crosses the timeline. That is on Kayla Gilpin, her first personal foul, team foul number five against Greenbrier. 6:49 left to play in the game. Mountain Home will inbound on the far sideline, leading by 15. Pfeiffer will inbound it. Gets into Walker. Walker dribbles toward the between the circles, gives over to Martin on the left wing. Back up top to Walker. She drills toward the right side. Finds Tabor near the free throw line. Tries to give it to Foreman. Passes over her head. Goes out of bounds. And Greenbrier's going to get it back on the turnover with 6:31 left in the game. 40-25, Lady Bombers leading it. Simmons throws it into the front court to Mahan. She has it on the right wing. Back to Simmons. Over to Gilpin on the left side. Almost had it knocked away, but she gets it to Donham in the corner. Cross court to Mahan. Now to Simmons. She's going to pull up on the right wing for the three-pointer. No good, and it looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. And I believe they're going to get Mally Tabor with that foul. And Donham is shaken up. Looks a little shaken up there on the baseline. Mally Tabor with her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. She's going to check out of the game. And I missed who replaced her. The inbound pass was knocked away by Foreman, but Donham's able to get it back and keep possession for the Lady Panthers. She throws it to Simmons on the right wing. Now ball goes down to Harmon. She's going to be fouled from behind. That is on Emma Martin, I think. Yes, is her third personal foul. Team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the second half. Lily Mahan's going to take a seat to be replaced by Arden Naylor. 6:04 left to play in the game. It's a 15-point Lady Bomber lead, and before we get back to play, Greenbrier's going to take the timeout. We'll take it with them. Again, 6:04 left. It is Mountain Home on top, 40-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yelba Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside. Brad Hallworth, my producer, back in the studio. 6:04, let's play in this girls' game. It is Mountain Home on top, 40-25 over Greenbrier. The inbound pass from Gilpin goes in to Naylor on the right wing. Her three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Foreman for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Husky, now to Walker, who almost lost the handle of it, but she's able to keep possession of it as she gets into the front court. Throws over to Martin on the left wing. Martin's going to dribble into the paint, and she took one extra step before she threw it over to Husky, and it's going to be called for travel. 5:48 left to play in the game. Lady Panthers get it back, trailing by 15. Simmons will walk the ball into the front court for Greenbrier. Throws over to Dunham on the right side. Up top now to Harmon. Over on the left to Simmons. Up top now to Naylor. She's going to try for another three. This one will not go. And it looks like a foul is going to be called on Anna Grace Foreman. I guess they said she pushed her defender a little too much. That is Foreman's third personal foul. The last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put the Greenbrier in the bonus. 5:29 left to play in the game. 40-25, Mountain Home on top. Simmons will inbound it on the baseline. And gets it into Donham up toward the top. She'll drill to the right wing. Now has it at the elbow. And throws it out to Simmons on the wing. She takes the screen, pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. Braylee Simmons with 8 points. 40-28, Mountain Home leading at 5:13 left to play. Walker across the timeline, throws over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Now Pfeiffer will give it to Martin up at the top. Martin's going to go into the lane, pull up for the jumper, in and out, no good. And looks like a scramble for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball with 4:58 left to play in the game. 40-28, Lady Bombers leading it. Walker will inbound it on the baseline. She gets into Foreman. Now we'll throw it to Martin in the left corner. She's going to dribble toward the lane for the layup. No good. Offense rebound for Foreman. Her shot was blocked from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. I think Emma Martin knocked it out of bounds, and it will be Greenbriar's basketball with 4:49 left to play. Harmon takes the inbound pass, throws it back to Simmons, who will bring it into the front court. Simmons tries to throw it to Naylor. She couldn't handle the pass on the right wing. Ball goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will get back on the unforced turnover with 4:38 left to play. Gilpin's going to check out of the game, replaced by Lily Mahan. 40-28, Lady Bombers leading it. Pfeiffer throws into the front court to Husky. Back up top to Pfeiffer. Over to Walker on the right side. Finds Martin near the elbow. Martin's going to dribble down toward the low block for the layup. A little strong, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Donham for the Lady Panthers. Simmons across the timeline, has on the left wing, throws it to Harmon, who's going into the lane, pulling up for the jumper on the low block, off the glass, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Hannah Pfeiffer. Well, she had a wide open look there to that basket, just couldn't get it to go. Walker has it now on the right side. She's going to be fouled by Simmons. That is Braylee Simmons' third personal foul, and that's the last to give. So both teams right now with 16 fouls. So after this, we'll be shooting free throws from here on out. Madeline Collins and Mally Tabor checking back in the game for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin and Anna Grace Foreman. 4:05 left to play in the game. It is a 12-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Walker takes the inbound pass up between the circles. Drills toward the left wing. Gives it to Collins at the free throw line. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Mahan. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Mally Tabor picks up her second personal foul, and that does put Greenbrier in the bonus. So 1-1 coming up, and before the free throws, looks like a sub's going to be coming in for the Lady Panthers. Tess Gordon's going to check in as she replaces Arden Naylor. It will be Lily Mahan at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. First shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Harmon. Now ball goes up top to Simmons. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Braylee Simmons now in double figures with 11 points, and that cuts Mount Holmes' lead to single digits. 40-31 our score, 3:36 left to play in the game. Husky throws it into the front court to Walker. Walker drills toward the right wing. Gives it to Tabor near the right elbow. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Up top now to Husky. Husky will give it to Collins. She has it at the top of the three-point line. Throws over to Walker on the right. Finds Collins at the free throw line. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 3:04 left to play in the game as that foul is called on Hannah Donham. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lady Panthers. This will be a two-shot opportunity for Madeline Collins. First shot is up, in and out, no good. Madeline Collins now 1 of 3 from the free throw line with 3 points. Simmons, Braylee Simmons is going to check out of the game, replaced by Kayla Gilpin. Second shot for Collins. It will not go either, and the rebound is controlled by Greenbrier. They're quickly back the other way with less than 3 minutes left. Here's Mahan with it, throwing it to Gordon. Gordon drills toward the paint, now kicks out to Gilpin on the left wing. Gives it to Gordon. Gordon has it on the left side. Over to Mahan now. Finds Donham near the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And looks like an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Greenbrier. That is on Bliss Harmon, her third personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Greenbrier. So Mally Tabor will be at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. She is 0-for-2 from the charity stripe so far with 2 points. 2:40 left to play in this game as Mount Holmes looking to get back on top by double digits. Tabor's first free throw is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Donham, and back come the Lady Panthers. Well, Mount Holmes missed actually the majority of their free throws tonight, with actually only one make from the charity stripe. And Mount Holmes comes up with a steal in the paint, and back come the Lady Bombers. Pfeiffer throws it to Walker in the front court. Gives it to Tabor at the free throw line. Back to Husky now. Over to Collins on the left wing. Now back to Husky. 2:10 left to play. It's a 9-point Mountain Home lead. Husky drills to the left side. Finds Tabor near the elbow. Throws it back to Collins. Over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Looks like Mountain Home is just trying to milk some clock. Now ball goes up top to Tabor. Over to Walker on the left wing. She will dribble toward the top. Gives it there between the circles to Collins. Over to Husky on the right side. She takes a screen from Collins. Dribbles towards the elbow. Now tries to throw it up top to Tabor. Ball was knocked away. Husky gets it back. Now she's going to be fouled. And another 1-1 coming up for the Lady Bombers. Kayla Gilpin picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Mount Holmes. So this will be the last 1-1 for, the foul against Greenbrier. This will be the last 1-1 for Mount Holmes. And it will be Peyton Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. Good. So it gives Mount Holmes a double-digit lead once again. Lily Mahan checks out of the game for Greenbrier as she's replaced by Arden Naylor. Second shot for Husky. She gets both. She now has 17 points. 42-31, Mountain Home leading it. 1:40 left in the game. Here is Simmons back the other way. Dribbles toward the left wing. Gives it there to Naylor. Naylor dribbles up to the top. Oh, back over to Simmons on the left side. Up top now to Gilpin. Over on the right to Naylor. Naylor. The paint's going to pull up for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Arden Naylor with 6 points on the night. 42-33. Lady Bombers lead back to single digits with 1:17 left to play in the game. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills toward the elbow. Now throws it to Collins in the left corner. Back out on the wing to Husky. Up top now to Walker. Walker is going to drill back toward the free throw line. Gives it back to Pfeiffer. 1 minute left to play. Pfeiffer is right now just holding on to the ball. Mount Holmes trying to milk some more clock. Ball is with Walker now. Back over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Pfeiffer throws it back up top to Walker. Over to Pfeiffer now on the right. How long do they wait before they start fouling, or are they even going to try? Pfeiffer's going to dribble over toward the paint, throws over to Collins on the left side, over to Husky. Now they foul. 35.6 seconds left. Kind of wonder how if they waited a little too long to do that. That foul is going to be on Arden Naylor, her third personal foul, and that does put Mountain Home in the double bonus. So two shots coming up for Peyton Husky. She's already 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 17 points. First free throw for Husky is up and in, so it's a double-digit lead for the Lady Bombers once again. Checking into the game for Greenbrier is Haley Moss, as Bliss Harmon is going to head to the bench. Peyton Husky with one more free throw. Second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 19 points to lead Mountain Home in this game. Here is Simmons back the other way for the Lady Panthers. She's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound controlled by Husky, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 26 seconds left. That foul is on Kayla Gilpin. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number, actually that Mountain Home already in the double bonus. So, again, it's a two-shot opportunity for Peyton Husky. First free throw is up. Good. Emma Martin and Mally and Anna Grace Foreman and Kyra Penn checking into the game for the Lady Bombers, as is Leah Jackson, as Madeline Collins, Mally Tabor, Riley Walker, and one more player is going to have to come to the bench. That's going to be Hannah Pfeiffer. There we go. Now Peyton Husky with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot for Husky is good. She now has 21 points, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. 46-33, Mountain Home on top with 26 seconds left. Here's Simmons back the other way for the Lady Panthers. She will throw it to Naylor in the left corner. Her three-pointer will not go, may have been partially blocked. Offensive rebound for Moss. She couldn't get the foul to go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the line for a pair. As the eighth team foul against Mountain Home, and I missed who they called that on. The first free throw for Moss is up, no good. Peyton Husky is going to check out of the game to be replaced by Abby Martin, a 5'7 sophomore. Moss's second free throw, no good. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Jackson. Boy, she almost fought with that over with her own teammate, Kyra Penn. Jackson throws it to Martin, 9 seconds left. Martin into the front court, and they can just dribble this out. 4, 3, 2, 1. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're just going to dribble this out, and Mountain Home's going to come away with the 13-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Greenbrier 46-33. We'll start the RVS Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone.